along the Cotswold canals. Welcome to Woolbridge Upper Lock, one of the places along the canals trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people, which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold canals.
Just by the Woolbridge Lock, you can see the Cotswold Canals Visitor Centre. If it's open, pop in and have a look around. You can also ask the centre staff to show you how the locks work. Jill Field says they're delighted to share their knowledge.
We keep a pair of windlasses hanging on the wall in the visitor centre. Windlasses are the handles you have to use to actually wind the paddle gear up and down. Paddle gear meaning that you're lifting like little doors within the large gates to allow the water to come through. It's a bit like a portcullis on a castle. You're lifting up a portcullis, so it's little trap doors, if you like. But we've got the windlasses in the visitor centre, and we can take people outside and say, look, this is how the windlass, the handle, attaches to the paddle gear.
In early 2012, on a very cold and wintry day, Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal visited Stroud to officially open Woolbridge Upper Lock and the new Stroud Brewery Bridge. It was a proud moment for some of the volunteers, including John Pontefract.
She was quite interested and asked lots of questions about how long we've been doing volunteering on the canal and what we've been doing on the day. And we were the last group she actually met, and she probably spent as much time with us as she spent with any group, so it was nice to know that she wasn't just being whisked away at the end of the visit, and she had a genuine interest in what we were doing.
Our last word at this location goes to Wendy Townsend, who, after being made redundant, started volunteering along the canal. This experience changed her life and resulted in her opening the cafe just here next to the lock. She says she couldn't have done it without the help of the other volunteers.
There was no way that I would have been able to do this without the help and the backing of those people, not only in terms of giving me the confidence to do it, but also financial help. It's just incredible. They're such lovely people and they're such giving people and so supportive.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.